Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. Kentuckians head to the polls on Tuesday to select party nominees for the presidency and U.S. Senate, as well as some state legislative seats. As Lisa Autry reports, the coronavirus pandemic is making this election day unprecedented in many ways.
This month's primary in Kentucky is fitting for 2020, unconventional in every way. The coronavirus postponed the election by more than a month and changed how most voters will cast their ballot. Kevin Mays works as a chief financial officer in Bowling Green. He's been voting for more than 30 years, but this will be the first time he's not voted on Election Day. Mays and his family recently voted absentee for the first time.
A large part of it was due to the COVID virus and not wanting to get out into a contained area where there could be a sizable amount of people. So we wanted to do it for our health reasons. Secondly, is I've got a bit frustrated with the antiquated voting system process as it is anyway. So this was a good opportunity to try something new.
Mays heeded the advice of Secretary of State Michael Adams, who has encouraged every Kentuckian to vote absentee if possible. COVID-19 has also resulted in a shortage of poll workers. A typical election in Warren County requires 400 workers. County Clerk Lynette Yates says she only got 24 volunteers this time.
Average age of a lot of our poll workers for Warren County is 72. You know, that's the target age. So, no, they didn't feel comfortable. And even people that we've used, you know, that aren't in that age bracket, they still didn't feel comfortable doing it at this time.
Yates is closing the Department of Motor Vehicles so those employees can help at the polling precinct on Election Day. That's precinct with no S. The coronavirus has also produced a shortage of venues, such as schools and churches, that typically serve as polling precincts. Most counties in Kentucky, regardless of their size, will have only one polling location open on Election Day. The only place to vote on Tuesday in Warren County will be Fillmore Park in Appleton, and Yates is encouraging voters to bring their patience.
We will have 10 voting stations set up within the gym, but still we have to social distance between each voter. We have to sanitize after each voter. So that in itself is going to take up a lot of additional time.
With social distancing, the lines will look longer, and Yates says she fears that may frustrate voters and turn some away. In Kentucky's three most populous counties of Jefferson, Fayette, and Kenton, there will only be one polling location, though a lawsuit is asking a federal judge to require more polling places. Secretary of State Michael Adams was originally named as a defendant, but has since been dismissed from the lawsuit.
I don't think there's going to be suppression or disenfranchisement. And I can tell you that based on the fact that our numbers for turnout are actually higher than they've been in comparable cycles.
Adams expects turnout to exceed the 2012 and 2016 presidential primaries. According to the Secretary of State's office, nearly 30% of registered voters in Kentucky requested an absentee ballot or voted early. That compares to a 20% overall turnout 4 years ago. Polls will be open to in-person voting on Election Day just like normal, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Instead of Election Day, it will be more like Election Week in Kentucky, with the potential influx of absentee ballots arriving after Election Day. Secretary of State Michael Adams is not certifying the election until a week later, so official results from the primary won't be known until June 30th.
What I want to avoid is a situation where someone's up in the numbers election night, and then we get more ballots in the days after the election, and then who won, who lost changes.
If 2020 has brought enough surprises, registered voters in Kentucky can avoid any Election Day surprises by casting their ballots in county clerk's offices through the end of business hours on Monday. And mail-in ballots will be counted as long as they're postmarked by June 23rd. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.